morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Monday, December 31st, 2018, the last day of the year. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year's Eve. We have 12 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have east winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 knots later on, wind waves from the northeast 2 feet at 4 seconds apart, and west swells about 8 feet high at about 11 seconds between wave crests. Today, we're going to talk about holidays at sea. It's a topic I try and touch on sometime during the holidays at the end of the year. A lot of mariners do spend their holidays away from home and at sea, and on ships that are well-run. They do everything they can to sort of comfort and cheer up their sailors while they are away from home. And a lot of that involves good food and good meals. So I'll be talking about that with you in a minute. So let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 2 inbounders. We have 4 in the Astoria anchorages, including Rice Island. That's the Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront and the Rice Island anchorage a little bit up toward Tongue Point on the Washington side of the river. And we have 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is a ship called the Atlantic Brave. She's arriving from Japan. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 1:30, and she's headed for the Kalama anchorage. So I'm not sure if she's going to be going up and picking up wheat upriver somewhere. That's a likely option this time of year. The Royal Innovation is our next inbound vessel. She's arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Kalama. She could have steel on board. Sometimes big, heavy coils of steel are shipped into certain berths at Kalama. And that's a cargo that needs to be lashed down very carefully below decks, because if those big rolls of steel start rolling around, it's the same thing with something like cars on a ship. They have to be very carefully lashed down. And there are crew members whose responsibility it is every day to go around and make sure that the cargo is still carefully lashed down. In the kind of weather that we're having offshore right now, where there are big seas and ships are rolling around, it's very important that the cargo be carefully secured and so that it doesn't shift. And bulk cargoes are very, you know, like the big bulk cargoes, like a big, huge, a couple-story high bin full of wheat, say. There's an angle of repose, they call it, where they fill it so that it's all very carefully calculated so that the angle of the wheat makes to the sides of the container is at just the right angle so that when it rolls, the cargo won't shift drastically and be dangerous. So there's a lot of calculation and care that goes into carefully loading ships that are going to, especially ships that are going to be going on out on unstable seas, like many vessels that travel during the wintertime here. And there are always swells out at sea. Even in the summertime, the ships are always rolling back and forth one way or another, even on a nice day. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the Federal Island. She's awaiting orders, but she's going to be heading upriver to pick up potash eventually. The Pentelis is awaiting orders off Astoria. She's a wheat ship. When she heads upriver, she'll be picking up wheat. The Amis Nature is awaiting orders. She's also a wheat ship. And the Atalia, not sure exactly what she'll be picking up when she goes upriver, but she is awaiting orders at the Rice Island anchorage. And sometimes ships don't always know exactly what they're going to pick up until they get there, because some of the ships are for hire, ships for hire that change cargoes all the time. And so they'll be on their way here, and maybe they'll be finalizing the paperwork. They know they're coming into the river, and it won't be until they actually get here that they know exactly where they're going to go. In our outbounders that have already come in and most of them picked up cargo, the Spitha is leaving Longview with wheat on board at about, she left about 5 a.m., so about 3.5 hours outbound, she's got wheat on board. The Petrel Arrow is leaving Portland around noontime from the Port of Portland. She has soda ash on board, so she might pass Astoria outbound about 6 p.m. The Serenity Ace is leaving the Port of Portland. She's a car carrier, probably came in with Hondas, but maybe leaving with at least some Fords on board, headed for Asia. The Nautical Elizabeth is leaving the Port of Portland. She has potash on board. And the Ocean Reef is leaving Kalama with wheat on board. The Grand Torino is a car carrier leaving the Port of Portland with brand new Hyundais on board outbound. So all those cars will be very carefully lashed down inside those ships. Well, today I wanted to talk with you about a topic that I try to touch on a little bit every year, which is about the topic of holidays at sea. So holidays are, you know, emotional times. People are with family. if they can be. Most people are. But for mariners, when they go out to sea, it's a different kind of a work life. You usually go out for a period of months on cargo ships. People will be gone for three months at a time, and then they're home for a few months. And so it's a very long time away from home and family. And I don't know exactly what the state of communication is on modern ships now, but a few years ago when I was able to go to sea, the captain had satellite communications through because he was the captain of the ship. And he was able to talk to his family daily on Skype. But the sailors who were part of the crew had to wait until they got into port to be able to use their cell phones. So if you saw the ship coming into port, once it was anchored, everybody would be out on deck when they could with their cell phones. So during holidays, the sense of loneliness at sea becomes even more acute. And so while a lot of the ships that come in here are foreign flag vessels, they do celebrate holidays. Many of them celebrate the same holidays we celebrate here in the U.S. So when it's Christmas or New Year's at sea, you know, what do you do? Well, on well-run ships, I've heard people say that on well-run ships, the food is always good. Food is a very important thing. When you're on when you're sort of a captive audience on a vessel where you can't go home, and there's really nothing to do when you're off hours, you know, you can read, you can watch movies, you can exercise. A lot of times, people just work, but they do have to have downtime for their own safety and to get rest. But food becomes very important. Those meal breaks and having really good meals is a great thing. So on a ship with a very smart captain, as people have told me, mariners have told me, you have a good cook, you have a good kitchen crew, and you have really excellent food that fits whatever it is that the people on board like to eat. So around the holidays, when there's Christmas on board, they might cook a really great Christmas dinner. On New Year's, have a nice Christmas dinner. I remember interviewing a mariner who said that when he was at sea, they had tried to have a Christmas tree and it fell over when the ship was in bad weather, so they hung it upside down from the ceiling and decorated it so that it would swing when the ship rolled, but they could still have a Christmas tree. So people make a lot of adaptations to try and make things a little bit more home-like for people who are at sea. Now, it's New Year's Eve tonight. It seems to have become an Astoria tradition, which I have tried to encourage over the years through the ship report, for the ship horns to sound at midnight. Now, we do have a Coast Guard shutdown. If it's possible, I'm sure that some horns will blow. If you hear anybody tooting any horns and the ships can see you from your house, you might want to flash your porch light out there to let them know that you are listening. And it's a really nice tradition. I hope it happens again this year. And so I think, you know, overall, the people who are out in the anchorage on those ships are probably happy at this point to not be out in bad weather. But some of those folks may be missing family and home and wishing that they were home. So I hope there are nice little New Year's dinners and celebrations going on out on those ships, out in the anchorage today, this evening, just before midnight in the evening, to make those sailors feel a little bit welcome while they are away from home. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day and Happy New Year.